This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Campaigning for second phase of Lok Sabha polls is in full swing. It will conclude tomorrow. Leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies across the country to woo the voters. Polling for this phase will take place in 89 constituencies of 13 states and union territories on Friday. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting in Janjgir Champa Lok Sabha constituency of Chhattisgarh. Mr. Modi said NDA's priority is the welfare of the poor, youth, women and farmers. He also addressed a public meeting in Dhamtari town under Mahasamund Lok Sabha constituency. Earlier, Mr. Modi also addressed an election rally at Uniyara in Tok Sawai Madhopur Lok Sabha constituency in Rajasthan. In Uttar Pradesh, political parties came out with all guns blazing on the penultimate day of the poll campaign for second phase of the elections. Senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh today campaigned for party candidate Mahesh Sharma in Gautam Budh Nagar district. Addressing a large gathering, he said, "Now the state is known for its law and order, development, investment and good governance." Another senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, Yogi Adityanath, held a road show for party candidate Arun Govil in Meerut. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav held a rally in Aligarh district for the SP Congress Alliance candidates Vijendra Singh from Aligarh and Jasveer Balmiki from Hathras. Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati also addressed a rally in Meerut district in support of party candidate Devbrat Tyagi. In Madhya Pradesh, BJP National President JP Nadda addressed many election meetings. Addressing the gathering in Rewa, he said, "For a developed India, we need a stable, strong and decisive government." In Karnataka, Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra held a public rally in Chitradurga. Speaking on the occasion, the Congress National General Secretary raised the issue of unemployment and price rise. On the other hand, the BJP Karnataka President B.Y. Vijendra has criticized the Congress-led state government in Karnataka for its failure to safeguard women. In Kerala, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a public meeting in Wayanad this evening. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Kharge said that the Congress manifesto is for the poor, youth, farmers and women. In West Bengal, senior BJP leader Amit Shah held a public meeting in Raiganj parliamentary constituency. Earlier, he joined a road show in Malda town in support of party's Dakshin Malda candidate. President Draupadi Murmu has praised AIIMS for its top-tier medical education and service provision. The president was addressing the fourth convocation ceremony held at AIIMS Rishikesh today. President Murmu said that providing world-class education and service in medicine is the national achievement of the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS. The president emphasized the ongoing rapid changes in medical science and urged students to embrace these changes, advocating for a commitment to lifelong learning. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that India is in the front line of nations in unleashing artificial intelligence, blockchain, machine learning, 6G and quantum computing technologies of the National Quantum Mission with the allocation of over 6,000 crore rupees, which is already functioning. He added that these technologies will nurture and scale up scientific and industrial research and development to create a vibrant and innovative ecosystem in quantum technology. Vice President Dhankar was addressing the 14th Managing India Awards ceremony of All India Management Association, AIMA, in New Delhi today. Delhi's Rao's Avenue Court today extended the judicial custody of Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and Bharat Rashtra Samiti BRS leader K. Kavita till May the 7th in connection with the money laundering case linked to the now-scrapped Delhi excise policy. Special Judge Kaveri Baveja directed the Tihar Jail authorities to produce both Mr. Kejriwal and Ms. Kavita through virtual conferencing on May the 7th. And an Archery World Cup 2024 has begun today at Shanghai in China. And that is the end of this news bulletin.